Picture a CEO lying awake at 3 a.m., mentally calculating how many months the company can survive. The venture funding has dried up, revenue projections missed by millions. Employees need reassurance that can't honestly be given. This isn't a hypothetical scenario from a case study. It's the lived reality of building something meaningful in an uncertain world. Most business books offer polished narratives of triumph, carefully edited to remove the mess. They present success as a series of smart decisions leading inevitably upward. But what happens when smart decisions lead to disaster anyway? What do you do when there are no good options, only less terrible ones? These questions define the actual experience of leadership, yet they're rarely addressed with the honesty they deserve. The truth is that entrepreneurship isn't about avoiding struggle. It's about developing the capacity to navigate it. The difference between those who build lasting companies and those who don't often comes down to how they handle moments when everything seems to be falling apart. Do they nibble at problems, making incremental adjustments that prolong the pain, or do they confront reality directly, making decisive moves even when the path forward isn't clear? Growing up in a communist household creates an unusual foundation for becoming a venture capitalist. When your parents question the dominant narrative of American capitalism, you develop an instinct for seeing alternative perspectives. This early training in challenging conventional wisdom would later prove invaluable when facing business crises that seemed insurmountable by traditional logic. High school football under Coach Mendoza taught a different kind of lesson. His memorable mantra, "Turn your shit in," wasn't really about paperwork. It was about accountability and facing fears head-on. When everyone else wanted to look away from problems, the coach demanded direct confrontation. This philosophy would echo through decades of business challenges, shaping an approach to leadership that prioritized honesty over comfort. Early Silicon Valley represented boundless possibility. Interning at Silicon Graphics ignited a passion for innovation. At Netscape, watching Mark Andreessen challenge giants revealed a crucial lesson. Conventional wisdom is often wrong about technological revolutions. The goal wasn't just creating a browser, it was democratizing the internet itself. Launching LoudCloud in 1999 seemed perfectly timed, until the dot-com crash obliterated that assumption. Funding evaporated overnight. Media critics circled. Employees sought reassurance that couldn't honestly be given. This introduced the struggle, that lonely battle against seemingly inevitable failure defining entrepreneurship. It's the 3 a.m. wake-up call wondering if you'll have to lay off people who trusted you. When a health scare hit during a critical IPO phase, professional and personal crises merged completely. Leadership books rarely acknowledge this psychological burden. Survival required brutal decisions. A reverse stock split met with employee resistance, cutting projected revenue from $75 million to $55 million, laying off 15% of the workforce. Each decision carried enormous consequences for real people with families and mortgages who had bet their careers on this vision. In business culture celebrating positivity, here's a counterintuitive truth. Honesty about hard realities is the most effective leadership strategy. The positivity delusion creates a dangerous gap between reality and perception. When leaders sugarcoat challenges, they prevent collective problem solving and breed mistrust. Transparency builds trust by respecting employees' intelligence. When bad news emerges, a CEO who has established transparency can communicate quickly without distortion. Messages travel through channels already open and trusted. Organizations accustomed to spin waste precious time deciphering what's really happening. The philosophy that emerged was stark. If you are going to eat shit, don't nibble. Rather than incremental adjustments prolonging pain, dramatic moves became necessary. This enabled an ingenious pivot, selling LoudCloud to EDS while retaining the software component, Opsware, transforming failure into opportunity. The most powerful example, candidly sharing the existential threat from competitor BladeLogic, rallied engineers for one final push to revitalize the product, unleashing creativity that a guarded approach could never inspire. Layoffs reveal a company's true character. Once decided, move swiftly. Delays breed rumors and erode trust. Be clear about reasons. Layoffs stem from company performance failures, never individual shortcomings. Transparently admit company mistakes without optimistic spin. Training managers is non-negotiable. Employees remember dismissal details vividly, so managers must convey company failure clearly, communicate non-negotiability, and explain available support. After announcements, stay visible. Help with personal belongings, affirm departing employees' value, and engage directly with those remaining. Apply these principles to demotions and executive firings. Absolute clarity prevents messy outcomes. How you treat people during their worst moments defines your culture more powerfully than any mission statement. Company culture isn't about perks. It's the operational framework distinguishing you from competitors. Culture evolves through early behaviors and deliberate choices, shaping how work gets done. Training proves surprisingly critical. Even brilliant hires need guidance to reach peak productivity. Mandatory training signals its importance, while accountability keeps it prioritized. Performance management reinforces culture by setting crystal-clear expectations up front, preventing inconsistent standards, and aligning everyone with company goals. One-on-one meetings form the backbone of effective communication, making these employee-centric surfaces pressing issues and innovative ideas. Successful one-on-ones involve 90% listening, providing safe space for dialogue. Politics requires deliberate counteraction. Hire people whose ambition aligns with organizational success over personal gain. Strict adherence to impartial processes for evaluations and promotions solidifies meritocracy. As companies grow, early success structures can become obstacles. Specialization becomes necessary as complexity increases. Avoid the scale anticipation fallacy. Judging executives on scaling ability before it's needed leads to premature replacement of high potential leaders. The hardest CEO skill isn't strategy or hiring. It's managing your own psychology. CEOs carry a unique emotional burden, driven by purpose and responsibility, learning through experience without formal training. This breeds persistent self-doubt and profound isolation. In crisis, a CEO stands alone, unable to fully share burdens even with board members. Founding CEOs bear total responsibility for company issues, with every misstep underlining personal accountability. The tendency to take issues too personally or not personally enough creates further psychological challenges. Developing coping techniques becomes essential. Connecting with peers facing similar challenges, writing down thoughts to separate decisions from emotions, and focusing on forward progress rather than potential pitfalls. Courage defines successful leadership, not the absence of fear, but action despite it. Heroes and cowards feel identical fears. The difference lies in their response. Courage develops through repetition of tough choices and withstanding social pressure. By consistently choosing the hard right over the easy wrong, leaders build character to navigate extreme challenges. The ultimate test is refusing to quit, embracing discomfort, and facing challenges head-on. Running a startup means projecting confidence while harboring deep insecurities, a burden rarely acknowledged. The entrepreneurial path is about embracing struggle, not avoiding it. Success often looks like failure in the middle. What feels like drowning can actually be learning to swim. Your quirks, backgrounds, and instincts, the very things that make you weird, can become sources of strength. Unconventional perspectives lead to innovative solutions. Personal struggles develop resilience. The aspects of ourselves we might hide often become our greatest assets when embraced authentically. This transforms how we view challenges. Rather than asking, "Why is this happening to me?" ask, "What can I learn from this?" The hard things don't get easier. We get better at handling them. When you're awake at 3 a.m. wondering if your company will survive, remember, the struggle itself builds the courage to face uncertainty, the wisdom to tell hard truths, and the resilience to keep going when quitting seems rational. Your quirks are your competitive advantage. Your struggles are your training ground. Your willingness to confront reality is your greatest asset.